Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Wednesday. The Chargers make a key acquisition late in the offseason with the signing of former Kansas City Chief Pro Bowl cornerback Brandon Flowers. A veteran DB, they got him for 1 year in a $3 million base salary. He had visited Atlanta and visited Baltimore. It was thought he was going to sign with the Falcons. He's a 5'9 mighty mite, strong in shadow coverage, coming off a year in which he didn't fit into the new Kansas City press coverage defense that their coordinator Bob Sutton tried to put in place. He's better in true man coverage. He's got 17 career interceptions. He becomes the starter while the team grows and gets healthy. Jason Verrett, the number one draft pick, coming off shoulder surgery. And of course, Richard Marshall then becomes the third back in what suddenly is a much better defensive system. Chargers released him because of poor play and released him because he had a $10.5 million cap figure. Now, he was ranked only as the 87th best cornerback in the NFL, but that was more because of the defense than it was of the player he should fit in. Other player moves around the NFL. The Bears have signed free agent safety Adrian Wilson, former Pro Bowl starter with the Arizona Cardinals. He had injury problems last couple of years. Big setback Miami. The Dolphins have lost Mike Pouncey, their Pro Bowl center, at least till October. Hip surgery, and now they lose running back Knowshon Moreno, the former Denver Bronco whom they just signed. He had surgery scar tissue in his knee. One college football note, USC has decided to do something different in the NCAA. The Trojans have announced that all football and basketball scholarships they give out will be 4 years in length and not renewable on a one-year-by-one-year basis. In Major League Baseball, this is hard to believe. As badly as the Padres have played over the last month, suddenly they're hot. They have won five of their last seven. Beat the Giants 7-2 last night up in San Francisco. Bottom of the batting order, Alexi Amarista, three hits, three RBIs. Cameron Maben added a couple more hits. Tommy Medica hit another home run. Rookie pitcher Jesse Hahn struggled a little bit, but went six innings, did have to throw 95 pitches, but he only gave up two runs. Friars jumped all over. Giants veteran pitcher Tim Hudson had nine base hits in the game. As San Diego is winning, the Giants are falling apart. They have lost 11 of their last 14. Padres-Giants, Wednesday afternoon baseball. Series concludes in San Francisco. Ian Kennedy against Tim Lincecum. Dodgers beat the Kansas City Royals 2-0 last night. No-hit pitcher Clayton Kershaw was not that sharp, but he limited the Royals to six hits. He struck out eight along the way. Here come the Dodgers chasing down the Giants. Dodgers have won 11 of their last 16. Angels slugged Minnesota last night. Halo scored five in the first inning. Mike Trout had a two-run home run along the way. Very emotional scene in Philadelphia. Anthony Gwynn, who had been on the bereavement list because of the passing of his father, activated last night, pinch hit for the Phillies in their game against Miami. Fans in Philadelphia stood up, gave him an applause. Miami's catcher Jared Saltalamacchia walked out to the mound intentionally to delay the game so Anthony Gwynn Jr. could get a three-minute standing ovation. Elsewhere, Mets mauled Oakland 10-1. New York hit four home runs in that game. Cubs cooled off Cincinnati. Jake Arrieta, a journeyman pitcher, retired 18 in a row, struck out nine in that Cubs victory. Rockies snapped the seven-game losing streak. They slugged St. Louis. Seattle bombed Boston. Kyle Seager had five ribbies. Jake Peavy, the ex-Padre, he goes to 1-6 on the season. Detroit trashes Texas. Rangers have now lost seven of their last eight. And the Blue Jays beat the Yankees, scoring the winning run in the ninth inning on a throwing error. A week into their search for a general manager, the Padres have asked for permission to talk to at least eight executives of other clubs. The biggest name, Michael Gersh, the lead assistant general manager to the St. Louis Cardinals. He's the one responsible for drafting all that young St. Louis pitching and the five good outfielders they have. Padres also want to interview Bill Epler, who runs the scouting system for the Yankees, Thad Levine from the Texas Rangers, Jason McLeod, a former Padre executive now who heads the farm system with the Chicago Cubs, Mike Hazen of the Red Sox, and former Marlins general manager Larry Beinfest. Looks as if it's the end of the road for Heath Bell, the former Padre relief pitcher, signed just 2 weeks ago by the New York Yankees. He's been released from a AAA ball club at a 7.50 ERA at Scranton-Wilkes-Barre. Phillies have signed veteran Cleveland Indians and just released Red Sox outfielder Grady Sizemore. Pirates have traded pitcher Daniel Schlereth. He goes to Detroit for a minor leaguer. And Pittsburgh has optioned controversial outfielder Jose Tabata. He goes to AAA despite the fact he was hitting .289. Baseball trading deadline is coming up on July 31st, but there are rumors out there everywhere the Tampa Bay is going to move the ace of their staff, David Price, before the deadline so that the club that acquires him could get an additional 4 to 6 starts out of him in the month of July. However, Tampa Bay has decided they're not going to trade Price within the division. That means there won't be a deal to Toronto, the Yankees, or the Boston Red Sox. All three of them very desperate for pitching. Looks as if Price is going to be shopped to a National League team. Big name we hear, possibly the St. Louis Cardinals. The Cubs evidently, though, are going to make a trade involving pitcher Jason Hamill. Report our Red Sox, Yankees are making bids on him, and the Cubs are talking about equally shipping their number one starter, Jeff Samardzija, into that division, possibly to the Toronto Blue Jays. Red Sox have denied that they've offered a 2-for-1 deal to get Matt Kemp of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Dodgers, of course, had that logjam in the outfield, but Kemp is playing pretty well. And the burning question, why would the Dodgers ever want to trade him? On the injury front, good news. C.C. Sabathia, New York Yankee left-hander who's been out 6 weeks with stem cell surgery in his knee. First simulated game, 2 innings, 34 pitches, no problems at all throwing off the mound. Cliff Lee extended bullpen session with the Philadelphia Phillies, no setback there, although they think he's 4 weeks away. And Washington has sent Bryce Harper, their star outfielder, on rehab to Class A Potomac. He's been out with a broken thumb. World Cup soccer. FIFA is under enormous fire. Demands from countries that they take disciplinary action against Uruguay star Luis Suarez, who bit an Italian player on the shoulder in the game yesterday. Uruguay went on to eliminate Italy in that game. The Italian player had tried to box Suarez out for making a run towards the goal. Suarez tried to leap over him, and as he did, he clamped his teeth on the guy's left shoulder. Suarez twice has been suspended for biting incidents in his career in Europe. Uruguay won 1-0. Italy was forced to play 10 men on a side in that game when one of their guys got thrown out on a red card ejection for throwing a punch. Oddly, Suarez never got a yellow card, never got a red card, but he could be disciplined by FIFA as early as today. England, Costa Rica ended in a 0-0 tie. England is on its way home, failing to move on to the knockout round. They benched Wayne Rooney, their superstar, in that game. Greece shocked the Ivory Coast. Greece converts a penalty shot with 1 minute left in added time. After one of their men was pulled down in the box, they got the free kick and they scored. Today, France, Ecuador, Honduras, Switzerland. Tomorrow at 9 a.m., USA, Germany. Josie Altidore, the American injured striker, will not play. That hamstring not recovering very well. And unbelievable, ESPN reports the TV ratings for the U.S.-Portugal game this past weekend, an all-time soccer record viewership, 18.7 million viewers here in the States. NBA basketball, LeBron James is headed to free agency, opted out of his contract, sources everywhere. He was insulted by general manager Pat Riley's public challenge of, quote, have the guts to stay together as a team despite what just happened. Don't run out the first door you find. He'd have won 2 titles in the last 4 years. And the Lakers have reportedly opened negotiations with Byron Scott to become their next coach. The former Laker guard was a coach with the New Jersey Nets and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Hockey, the NHL has approved the name change of the Phoenix Coyotes franchise. It's going to be known as the Arizona Coyotes, effective tomorrow. At Wimbledon, Rafael Nadal survived a 4-set battle to win his first match at center court. Roger Federer had 9 aces, broke the opponent's serve 6 times. He gets a victory. Tomorrow, a huge day on the PGA Tour at the Congressional in Washington, D.C. Tiger Woods, ready to play. Does his back hold up? He, of course, had back surgery 3 months ago. And what a day for horse racing fans in Southern California. Del Mar has won the bidding to host the famous Breeders' Cup. It'll be in November 2017. What a tremendous feather in the cap for the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club to get the Breeders' Cup. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks.